Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
If there is one thing a relationship shouldn't cause, it's a never-ending cycle of emotional pain. On today's case, after a tough upbringing and a series of traumatic relationships, Ms. Valdez says she thought she'd broken that cycle when she started dating Mr. Sherman. Now she says she realizes she just signed up for more of the same. She said Mr. Sherman is controlling, disrespectful, and unfaithful. Ms. Valdez says she is tired of making the same mistakes and is ready to call it quits. Let's hear their case.
Court is now in session. The Honorable Judge Starr presiding. Your Honor, this is the case of Valdez versus Sherman.
Thank you very much, Ms. Valdez and Mr. Sherman. Ms. Valdez, you are here in divorce court today because you are ready to end your relationship.
Yes, you say
Mr. Sherman is a controlling, disrespectful cheater who you can no longer trust.
Yes, Your Honor.
Mr. Sherman, you say you are here today seeking forgiveness for your past indiscretions. You say you are committed to making this relationship work despite those issues. You love Ms. Valdez and you see a bright future together.
Yes, Your Honor, I do.
So we have two people who used to be committed to each other, and one of them says their needs are not being met. So, Ms. Valdez, why don't you tell us why we are in divorce court today?
Your Honor, I'm here because I'm ready to take my life back. And I feel like he's taken everything from me. He has taken my courage. He has taken my self-esteem. And I'm ready to end it today. He's definitely cheating on me. I know this for a fact. Yes, and he's super controlling and disrespectful nonetheless. And I'm over it.
So it sounds like you're ready to step into that whole person that you need to be, that everybody needs to be their own individual.
Absolutely. I deserve it at this point.
And, well, you deserved it from the beginning because you are a worthy queen, and that's the way we walk in. So let me turn to my worthy king that is before me and say, why is Ms. Valdez bringing you to divorce court, sir?
Your Honor, some of the things that she's saying are just not true. And I'm here to tell her that I love her. She's the love of my life. And, you know, after all is said and done, I'm trying to put a baby in her. Like, I want to start a future with her.
Well, the first thing we want to do is make her a wife. We don't want to make her
a
baby.
And that's the problem.
He
wants
to
go past everything because he thinks everything is a joke. And he thinks I'm going to just be here to be happy at everything he makes a decision of. And I'm not a joke. And I'm tired of you treating me like that.
I never treat you like
that. And if I'm crazy, you made me that way.
So we're not going to be crazy today. We're going to be very easy.
Yes.
But I want to go back because I know that this relationship started with a little bit of a rocky foundation.
Yes.
So why don't you talk to me a little bit about how y'all met?
Actually, the beginning of our relationship was beautiful. We connected so great. I think the issue was that let me just say, Judge, that my past was a little hard. Growing up, I didn't have a family structure. I grew up in foster care. I saw a lot of violence in my life. My stepfather killed himself. I'm sorry. And I went through so much to get to where I'm at right now. I saw all of this happen in front of me. My stepfather, he killed himself, and he was my hero. He was the one man that I looked up to, and he shot my mom in front of me and my brothers.
See, that's one of the big issues there, because you had a whole lot, three many things, as we say, going on. So you came with a little bit of damage, and you needed somebody to protect your heart.
And I told him this. I told him that I was ready to allow somebody to love me because it took me so much to love myself.
Mr. Sherman, Ms. Valdez made herself vulnerable to you. What happened?
I mean, I see where she's coming from, but in my eyes, I'm nothing but good to her. Like, I've treated her so well, and I relate to her on her struggles because I've went through similar, not similar,
but... you're putting me through the same thing.
I went through things as a child as well, my whole childhood, and I relate to that. So I see where you're coming from.
That's exactly why I thought that he was the person for me, because we bonded over our pain. We even said that pain brought us back to life. So how are you putting me through the same thing? How are you disrespecting me?
I think that's a very
interesting statement.
Okay.
Because we're talking in theory. I like to talk in fact. Ms. Valdez, how is the defendant disrespectful? Give me real example.
We were going to have our date night. I love date nights. I love to get dressed. I love to look nice. We went to a comedy show. All of our friends were there. And we're having a great time. And he comes over and he pulls on my back fat. Like, literally, he pulls it. And he whispers in my ear and says, I wouldn't normally date women like you. And I'm like, Jordan, like, what are you talking about? Mind you, I just came from a weight loss journey where I lost 65 pounds. So for me to put all this into this relationship...
Step out just a little bit. Girl, you better
She's
work.
Beautiful.
You better work.
Your Honor, I'm trying to encourage her to keep going.
He doesn't do that in real life.
Okay.
He does
that's,
not.
That's
Excuse
not
me.
Sorry.
You pulled on the chick's back fat?
Yes. In front of everybody.
Why would you do that?
She doesn't complain when I do that at home.
Excuse me, don't be silly and don't discount her feelings. She started out by saying, excuse me.
Okay.
Do you see whose name is back there?
Sorry, Your Honor.
When I'm talking?
Okay.
Why would you embarrass her in public? Because you did. Stand in what your behavior was. You did it. Why did you do something like that?
I feel like I've invested so much into her... you know, recovery from that journey of going, weight loss journey of going to the gym. I paid $1,000 just for her to get a gym membership.
What does that have to do with the fact that you embarrassed her in public in front of friends?
I didn't see it. I see, like, as tough love. I don't see it as embarrassing.
Your Honor, he's never even gone with me to the gym. Look at my photos. Look how far I've come. He has not supported me. He's
I'm
never
so
said
proud
congratulations.
Of her. That's not true, Your Honor.
None of that.
It was not my intention to embarrass her.
That's what he always says.
I didn't think I was embarrassing her. I was literally grabbing her. It was kind of a joke.
Your Honor, can I tell you?
But it
what
wasn't
else?
A joke. Okay, Ms. Valdez saying it hurt her feelings.
I'm sorry. I look at her social media and she's got people pouring champagne on boats and
have,
in her mouth and
in
a girl's mouth.
I have a
mouth.
Bathing suit on. Under
she
the
looks
picture,
amazing.
He commented that I was a slut. Yeah.
You wouldn't have but one time to speak to me and call me out of my name. I'll tell you that right now.
Promotional consideration provided by Divorce Court will be right back.
I travel with my girls often because he won't take me, right, on any vacation. So we go on a Mexico trip, and he offers to take us to the airport. We get to the airport, mind you, it's a car full of my friends. And as I'm getting out, and excuse my language, but he goes, okay, get to your whorish ways. I'm like, what you mean? All the girls looked at me. The entire plane ride, that's all they talked about. We get to Mexico, and he's calling me, talking about FaceTime me, show me that there's no other men in the room. And he's doing this at 2, 3, 4 o'clock in the morning, and my friends are all there.
I look at her social media, and she's got people pouring champagne on boats and in her mouth and in her girlfriend's mouth.
I have a bathing suit on.
What's that about?
You guys, if you guys can pull up
can I see
picture.
The evidence?
So I was wearing a one-piece.
Yeah, I mean, it's very tasteful.
And he commented that I was a slut.
All of my friends saw that.
Yes, you did.
I did not say you were
you
a slut.
Did.
Why would
you
I ever say that you're
picture.
A slut?
Excuse me. Don't gaslight her. She knows what
Sorry.
You wrote.
And this is, it's not just under the picture. He says it to me to my face all the time.
Okay, Mr. Sherman, you wouldn't have but one time to speak to me and call me out of my name. I'll tell you that right now.
And
Ms. Valdez, why do you accept that? Because I'm going to tell you something. Knowing your background, why would you accept somebody being passive aggressive towards you now? Why? What's going on?
My life has been so hard. It's been super, super hard. I've struggled for this. I worked for this. I now mentor women. Like, I deserve to have a good time.
So why do you have a problem with her having a good time? Are you suggesting that she has done something on these trips? I haven't seen any evidence yet, so let me hold on. I want to make sure I get Mr. Sherman, do you have some evidence that Ms. Valdez is being unfaithful on her girls' trip?
I don't have evidence, Your Honor, of that.
Then guess what? Why are you making an accusation? That's called a baseless accusation.
She does the same thing to me, and I feel like it's a guilty conscience because she's doing something. When I go on my, when I do my art shows, when I'm painting or when I'm at an event, she's calling me nonstop, FaceTiming me. Where are you at? Who are you with? What are you doing? Come home now and have sex.
The only reason why people do that to each other is because one or the both of them have violated the trust in the past. Because I can tell you right now, I know Robert and I know Chris. They do not blow each other's phone up unless it has to do with them kids or what time you picking me up or don't forget to bring something. That's when they blow each other's phones up. Because that's regular, healthy marriage and they're not cheating on each other. And they don't have to, trick, trap or track, okay?
I'm not tracking her, Your Honor.
But blowing up phone is another way of tracking. Where you at? What you doing?
Your Honor.
Excuse me, I'm talking. Do you do this in your home?
No, Your Honor.
Yeah, you do. I mean, as a man, you are used to thinking that you are the lead. That doesn't happen all the time. This is a partnership. She going on a trip with her girlfriends, like you go on a trip with your guy friends. You don't call her out of her name. What in the world is that?
I just, after what she did to me, which is she came to my art show and she slapped me in front of everybody at the art show.
No, I want to hear what Mr. Sherman has to say.
So I had an art show in Brooklyn and I was showing my art and I was painting live. And then she comes over drunk. And she comes and slaps me in front of all these people because she says, why are you flirting with these girls when I'm just trying to sell a painting to these people? A lot of women buy my art. And so she slaps me, embarrasses me in front of them, and then she takes a knife and she slashes the painting. It's a $10,000 painting, Your Honor.
I thought it was a $5,000 painting. That's what I got in my notes. Listen, well, all of a sudden it's $10,000.
I've sold paintings for
$10,000. It grew already.
It could have been.
Mr. Sherman, regardless if it was a $100 painting.
I have evidence, Your Honor.
I would like to see that.
Look at that. She slashed it right down the middle.
I'm not mad that I did that.
She's not even mad.
I'm not mad that I did that.
She expects me to say, stand by and do nothing.
He takes me to a function, right? And he presents me as his lady. And then he leaves me there and he starts talking to every single female there, not speaking like you and I would speak. He starts touching them. They start bending over in front of him. Like, that's not selling paintings. What does girls bending over have to do with him selling his art?
Well, you're not talking to people's behinds.
Exactly.
They might be buying a painting.
I got ready, and I said, let me go get the car. I'm gonna pull the car over, right? I'm just waiting for him. I look over, there's a cell phone. But that's not it. I look, and there's condoms next to the phone.
Here's my question. Why you need a second phone?
It's for business.
If you'd like your case to be heard on Divorce Court, call us toll-free at 1-877-311-2222 or log on to our website at divorcecourt.com. Missed a show? Watch full episodes on our streaming platforms and follow us on social media for exclusive content.
He was flirting with everybody there. They were even taking shots off each other. Like, what does that have to do with painting?
That's how I get my customers, Your Honor.
No way.
That's how I get.
And he does this when we go to restaurants. He does this
people
all the time.
People like me and buy my art.
Here's my question. Why are y'all together? Seriously, why are you together? Because I wouldn't put up with this. This tit for tat is silly.
I do love him.
I know, but you're not acting like a mature woman.
I do want to have his children. I feel
why?
Like
I love you. I want you to have my children.
He's really amazing. He's really sensitive. He was not like this. If he could just tell me what happened, what made him change, then I think that we can really work this out. But the way he's behaving lately, I don't even know him. He's like a nightmare right now.
Well, you say that you think he's been cheating.
Yes.
What? And you started this case by saying, I absolutely know.
I do absolutely know.
How?
No, okay. What? I have not cheated on
yes?
you.
Yes, okay.
I have not done anything
I would
with
like
anyone.
To hear what Ms. Right. Valdez's claim is. Remember, I listen to yours.
Yes, you're right, Honor.
Another date night. He takes forever to get dressed. So I got ready and I said, let me go get the car. I'm gonna pull the car over, right? Cool. I go downstairs, I pull the car over. I'm just waiting for him. I look over, there's a cell phone. I've been with this man for 2 years. And now there's a cell phone that I don't know about, and it's clearly his cell phone because it has his picture on it.
It's a business phone, Your Honor.
I've been with you for 2 years.
I told you I do business.
So there's a cell phone.
On my other phone.
So he comes and his whole face turns red, right? You see how totally red, and he's banging on the windows because now I locked the door. And he's like, let me in. That's my phone. Mind your business. Going crazy. And I'm like, give me the code, because if there's nothing in there... But that's not it. I look, and there's condoms next to the phone. So you and I are trying to have a baby. Why is that? Why are there condoms in your car?
Here's my question. Why you need a second phone?
It's for business.
Okay.
And it's also for filming my art. When I do my paintings and
okay.
stuff, sometimes I need a second phone to film.
I'm going to give you the benefit of the doubt. Why can't your fiancé see what's on that phone?
I think there should be boundaries in that.
And the boundary is
I don't
what?
Look through her phone. I don't ask her for her password.
If she gave you her password, would you give her your password?
Some things are better not knowing. I wouldn't want her password.
What?
So the answer to my question is no.
Oh, I'm not giving her my
password. Okay, so then it's done. It's okay. Over.
So if
then
I don't give you the password,
answer.
It's over.
It's over.
No. It's not about the password. It's about trust. There's zero on my husband's phone that I can't see. 24 hours a day. There's zero on my phone that he can't see. 24 hours a day. Okay? When he wants to know what time it is in the middle of the night and my phone is closer, he gonna pick up my phone, he gonna put in my code, he gonna see what the time is, he gonna put the phone back down. Okay? Whatever. You wanna know why? Because that's my husband, I trust him. I'm his wife, he trusts me. That's it. There's no secret. I want him to be able to get access to every single thing, because if something go left, I know that's the one person that got my back. Okay? I want to know my credit card numbers. I want to know his credit card numbers. I don't have no problem that when I spend some money, it pop up on his phone because our email's connected. I have no problem with none of that because I'm not doing anything sneaky. If you don't want her to have your password, that's because you don't trust her. Ms. Valdez?
Yes.
Your man don't trust you. I just wanted you to know.
There you go. And
that's
there we have
true.
It.
I trust
but
her.
But he just needs to say that.
I do trust her.
There's an easy way. Give her the phone.
Give me the phone.
Your Honor, I just think that my business and our relationship, it's got to be separated.
You want me to be your wife.
Okay, Ms. Valdez, we don't need to go around and around and around no more. We just got our answer. I understand that you actually brought a witness today.
I did.
Okay. But interestingly enough, this witness is an independent witness.
Yeah.
She couldn't join us physically, so I'm going to ask Destiny Wiggins to join us virtually. Hi, Destiny. How are you?
Hello, Your Honor. I'm doing good. How are you?
I am glad that you are here. As a matter of fact, you are Ms. Valdez's daughter. Am I correct?
Yes, you are correct.
Excellent. 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 But I know that you care very much about Mr. Sherman. So, what makes you believe that the two of them should try to figure this out?
Well, I feel like they're a great partnership. I've seen him spoil her consistently. I feel like they work well together. I feel like when they do communicate, they communicate well.
So, what would you say they need to do in order to communicate better? Because what I'm not hearing is any trust between them.
Yes.
One
yes.
thinks the other one is sneaky and the other one is sneaky. Plain
right,
and simple.
Your Honor, what I think they should do is just simply communicate with each other and be transparent. I feel like he should give her that phone password, and I feel like she should do it vice versa, and I feel like they just need to be transparent with each other.
So it's not just communication, but it's transparency.
Correct.
You know what you have just described with your young, beautiful self? You have just described a relationship built on trust.
Yes, and that's what they need.
I thank you so very much. You know, Mr. Sherman, you say you want to save this relationship because women like Ms. Valdez are hard to find, and I completely agree. You say you're willing to do anything to make it right with her. No, you're not. Ms. Valdez, you actually should continue to strive to do the best that you can for yourself and your daughter. And although Destiny believes that you all should be together, I still think you have some work to do on who you are.
I agree.
So that you don't accept behaviors that you find unacceptable. I don't know how else to put it. And all of this back and forth that you all do, and him being petty with you and you being petty with him, because I don't like that ripping up the painting and I'm not sorry that I did it. It sounds passive aggressive and nasty.
Right.
It's not a mature relationship. It's a bad example for Destiny.
It is.
Okay? This is a time for growth and change, and your relationship will not make it. I can tell you that right now. It will not make it unless you, at your core, have trust. But if you don't trust each other, all the Fendi shoes in the world are not gonna make you pretty. There was nothing that I could do with the two of them. When the man doesn't trust her enough to look at the phone, he don't trust her at all.
Let me tell you, I'm so glad that I've been with my wife so long and that we trust each other, because if she grabbed my phone, she'd be bored to death.
Look, the last thing you want is my banana pudding recipe in my phone.
Made in Georgia.